from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning. When I got in my car and drove in, commentary sounded a lot more like fandom than football front office. But then the commentary turned a little bit more. You know, you'll say you don't get that fifth year. So I think, you know, sometimes putting the fandom aside and talking what they're doing is an alternative to what I've been hearing in many ways this morning.
I don't regret a word I said on this station so far. We're teetering between fandom and football analysis. That's the show, buddy.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
What we got today for the Olympics? The Olympics are on for like 2.5 weeks, right? I was way more into the Olympics yesterday than any other day.
Me too.
I don't know why that is. Probably because after sitting here on Friday and telling you the golf doesn't belong there, I just watched a lot of the golf. But that's just how I would watch golf.
Yeah.
The golf was great.
We had Gold Zone on for like 3 hours yesterday. And the quad box, I've never enjoyed a quad box more than when you had the golf on one of them, you had the cycling race on the other, and the American Faulkner there. Like, we still... I
watched that. I can't wait to talk about that.
I watched that with buddies. Like, still no... We were sitting there for 10 minutes after it happened. Like, what did we just watch?
Yeah.
How did she have that much energy left at the end of the race? You had volleyball and then the badminton. Badminton's good on TV.
Okay.
Those four going at the same time. And the golf, of course, was one of those four, and that was awesome.
Then there's the 100-meter dash, which is always...
Yeah.
It's like a rock concert. It's amazing. It's the Royal Rumble. It's every cool event there is, but in 10 seconds. It's a 10-second event. It's like the Derby. All this build-up. The Derby is a day's worth of build-up, and the race is a minute 58, right?
Yep.
And the 100-meter dash is, all right, I'm waiting all day for it, and then bang, and it's over. They ran 100 meters. So I watched that. I watched the golf. That bike race, yes. I saw some boxing. I saw everything. I was seeking out more Olympics than I had been at any other point. Maybe that's because, you know, the Bills had done their blue and red, and we got a chance to see, well, a lot of people around town, rather, got a chance to see them, watch some stuff, and now it's game week. So this is... Did the Olympics wrap up, I should know this, before the first NFL preseason game? Because it feels like...
Well, we've already had the first NFL preseason game.
Okay, sure.
Technically.
Sure. First week of NFL preseason. Yeah. Maybe not, right? Because
I think it goes past it.
It must. I can't imagine that, you know, we are the center of the world when it comes to preseason football.
Sunday. Sunday's the closing ceremonies.
Okay, so we'll have a little crossover. Bills and Bears have a game week this week, but yeah, the Olympics... It was great. Although, what do you think about 0.005 of a second separating people?
You know, I saw the take on there on Twitter on after that happened. Like, this is why coaches focus so much. This is why details matter, right? This is why coaches focus so much on details.
I also saw this tweet from some coach trying to tell everybody that listens to him that details from coaches matter.
Did we have the same or similar thought? My original thought was, I read that and went, is it that or is it just pure randomness when you get down to 0.005
of a second? Can I tell you something about,
I don't know,
about thousands of a second? This is the time of year, Olympics, whether it's swimming, because the swimming, you have it where in the 100-meter freestyle, not maybe that specific race, but all eight people are separated by 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're closing in on the pinnacle of human performance. I mean, at the same time, it's not all world records. Usain Bolt's world record withstood.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he kind of blew away the field that was at the 100 meters where Noah Lyles wins. Joe, I swear to you, my mom used to say to me, I do not believe seconds can be split into thousands. She refused to acknowledge that it could be. That's not a real measure of time.
Yeah.
Her hot take would have been,
we're not accurate
that's
enough
a tie.
At getting this.
Yeah. That's a tie. In reality, shouldn't there be no such thing as a tie of any kind, anywhere, ever? If you go far enough down, if you've got a event that is scored, and it's 7.95 to 7.95, like, throw in one more digit there. Throw in one more. Keep going.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, there won't be ties. 0.005 of a second is a dead heat, is it not?
But it is until you have the photo.
The technology.
When you have the photo finish and you see, oh, it's easier for me to see it in an image than it is like, oh, he was 0.005 of a second faster.
But then there's
like
the,
where his
chest
head or his chest, his chest, right?
It's the chest.
He's like barely above
it's,
forward
it's not,
past everything
it's,
else.
It's not foot, it's not head, it's chest.
Chest. Okay.
We watched that race, and I mean, the other thing about that,
I mean, the broadcaster thought Jamaica won. The guy from Jamaica won.
I feel awful for the broadcaster. I feel awful for the person calling the race, because you just called a once every 4 year event and you called it for the wrong country and the wrong guy.
Yeah.
It was close, but
Shouldn't you call it for a photo finish there? If it's going to be that close.
You should call and say, we'll see what they say.
Yeah.
But that's tough. Like, how do you make that call? I don't know.
This is actually one of those rare instances where I feel like I need Tony Romo in the booth to go, I don't know, Jim.
Yeah.
Because literally, I don't know. None of us know. We're watching it live. How could you possibly know?
So the Jamaican runner who finished in second, I thought he won too.
Yeah.
And he explained in an interview that he didn't, he also thought he won, but he didn't know. But he didn't see Noah Lyles, who was down to the right. I thought it was the other U.S. guy that was challenging to potentially take it.
Right.
I didn't see Noah Lyles either. It wasn't until like the third replay. Oh!
Yeah.
The guy in the bottom that was in last place halfway through turns on the Jets.
After 40 meters, he was in last place.
That's incredible.
He was very slow off the start.
He had the worst start, and he hit a gear.
Here, this is where his place out of 8 racers for every 10 meters, when he got to 40 meters, he was in last. When he got to 50 meters, 7th. 60 meters, 3rd. 70 meters, 3rd. 80 meters, 3rd. 90 meters, 2nd. He didn't get to 1st until
the final meter.
The final meter.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
He had momentum. Actual momentum. This is not the football sports momentum. He had actual momentum because he was running fast.
Yeah. Did you get any of the memes or the jokes about him and the USA basketball team after? Did you bother to look it up?
Is this something happening online that I don't know about? I don't know about that.
Yeah. There was a whole online thing where it's like, all USA, Noah Lyles, if USA basketball doesn't win gold, or, you know, Kevin Durant now, that Noah Lyles has won gold. And I'm looking, I'm like, is this guy a former, he's not a former NBA player, is he? Like, does he have, like, what reason, why am I seeing jokes made about between him and the NBA guys that are at the Olympics? And apparently, he created some controversy that all the NBA stars reacted to last year when Lyles made some, again, controversial statement that NBA champions are not actual world champions. Like, how is it? You're champion of the United States. And then Durant started a long list of those NBA guys that kind of fought back against that.
Okay. That is correct.
So, social media beef.
You probably would be world champions, but they don't have a tournament for the world.
Right.
It's Major League Baseball players call themselves world champions, and they also right. don't play the world.
Right.
So, the football players, yes, I think.
Yeah.
So, he made, Noah Lyles made a comment that every person watching sports has made in the last 50 years. but this one stuck to him.
Right, I guess.
Every single person has been like, hey, you know, San Diego Padres, you're not exactly the world champions. They don't have a World Series in that time. Whatever.
Right.
Okay. Controversy. He put up bulletin board material, huh, for Kevin Durant?
Yeah, world champion of what was the quote that made the rounds.
That is correct.
Yeah. And then Durant sparked everything and made it more of a thing than it probably needed to be. Because he lives on Twitter, right. Kevin Durant.
Right.
Who also, by the way, has been insanely good during the Olympics himself. So,
well, I'm looking at the schedule of events for today. We've got the women's balance beam final.
Yeah.
That's good. That's early.
That actually, that was gold zone. I mentioned the quad box that they had, but they had it ISO. It was the gymnastics yesterday with Suni Lee, who finished in third for the bronze. That was on before, and that was really close. A woman from Algeria won, I think, first African to win the gold medal. And I was asking the room, why isn't Simone Biles participating in this? Just assuming that she's like the best in the world at every single gymnastics thing. But apparently that was the high, low, uneven bars is like not her strong suit. So I think her Olympics is over.
No, she's competing
today. No, she has one more?
Okay. She's competing on the floor and the balance beam both.
Okay,
today.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yep. Floor and beam individual events. The women's balance beam finals at 6:30 this morning, and the floor, I believe, Faith tweeted in. Thank you, Faith. Floor is 8:30.
Okay.
So she's not done.
Oh, nice. In 20 minutes she's going to be on then.
Yeah.
Look at that. Let's go.
Good stuff. Artistic swimming. Lots to get to.
Should I treat the Olympic gold medal differently now for golf after seeing the ending yesterday?
Yes.
Like, I thought it was meaningful, but not like, I don't even still want to say that it's as meaningful as a major, but Scheffler, like, did you see the video of him getting awarded the gold medal?
I did.
Like, that thing meant a lot to him. Him winning a gold medal meant a lot to him, clearly. He was emotional up there getting it, and just, I mean, there was a gallery that was big, like they had talked about in the first round, and the drama at the end, Rahm kind of blowing it on the back nine and Scheffler charging. Like, I was watching it like it was a major.
Well, all the names were big names. To me, what was missing during the week from the Olympic golf was the way that it finished. By the end of it, I mean, the first three rounds, what was it? Schauffele, pretty comfortably doing well.
Schauffele and Matsuyama.
Sure. Yeah. And those are two pretty big names, of course. But when you got Sunday, it became, there are a lot of guys within striking distance.
There was a point on the back nine where I think there were six guys that all, like Rory was one shot back on the back nine.
And then he double bogeyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing about the emotion of Scheffler, he might get that emotional for others behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The Olympics, you win and they put you on a podium and they play your national anthem and they, you stand there for 2 minutes to reflect. So it was great. It was a great tournament. And, you know, Scheffler, we're at a point where is the gold medal on par with one of the majors? Yeah, sure, probably. If the best golfers keep winning it when they go over there.
Yes.
And that's Schauffele last time and Scheffler this time.
That's good for the Olympics. Yes. The best in the world are going to be winning it.
I would agree with that. And for Scheffler to win, it makes it, it's almost, this sounds like blasphemy, but he makes it more legitimate. And Tommy Fleetwood is a great player who's never won a major.
Right.
And if he wins that, it's okay, cool. Tommy Fleetwood has never won a major, but he has won a gold medal.
Right.
Instead, one of the most decorated current golfers, the number one guy in the world, got it done with an incredible back nine. And like, that almost makes it, I must say, like, Scheffler makes the gold worth more.
He shot 29 on the back nine.
Yeah. which is not unusual for other sports, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go so far as to say, the Chiefs winning multiple Super Bowls means when you do win it, you will feel like you climbed a bigger mountain than if a different team wins it every year. There's one thing where I will say, like, dynasties are good for sports because dynasties make it so fewer teams, fewer people win that ultimate award. And when that happens, it gains value.
Hmm.
If a different team won it every single year, and the NFL loves its parity, and plenty of American sports love their parity, but it's parity about the playoffs. Ideally, you still have great teams that win it. The NCAA tournament is this way as well. You know, we all love our Cinderella upsets in the opening rounds, but at the end of the day, the best team's winning. UConn, back-to-back, makes it worth more because, well, they are definitely the best for two straight years. We know this tournament is legit.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And sometimes, yeah. You know, that might not be how everybody feels about it, but when it comes to parity versus the dominant teams winning, I kind of want the dominant teams to win. When we talked about the Stanley Cup this year, like Florida was a deserving champion. They were great last year.
Yeah.
Edmonton, if they had won it, that would have been great too. They had a great season, and McDavid is one of the best. You almost want the cup, you want these medals to not go to flukes, which can be a nice story. If the best win, then the beating the best becomes more noteworthy.
You just want those mixed in once in a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Give me a Leicester City once every
50 years.
I would say that one might be a little bit more rare. Give me an 8 seed making it to the, or the, an 11 seed making it to the national championship in college basketball like once every 5 years. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm into that too. I still want to root for the underdog in most instances. Golf, I've never been like that though. Right? Like, football, I'm that way, and hockey, I'm that way. Or like, oh, underdog story, I'm in. Golf, never. Like, we all grew up rooting for Tiger, and Tiger was the favorite every tournament he entered, and we rooted for the favorite. So golf's always been different for me. Like, the underdog story in golf is cool, but like, if usually that means it's a guy that I've never heard of.
Yeah, it is different. Like, Rocco Mediate and Tiger go to a playoff. And
who's rooting for
America's
Rocco Mediate?
Just like,
we're rooting for Tiger.
I think so.
Golf's very different. I don't think we're ever rooting for the underdog in golf, or at least much more rarely than in other sports. I think we're rooting for the underdog.
Scheffler's crying on the podium, though. Like, that was incredible. And
what a year he's had.
Rory made a point about how these are the two tournaments where they, you know, they don't make any money. The Ryder Cup and then this one. It's about the history. It's about the game. And I saw a breakdown, you know, taking this point apart a little bit that I actually appreciated. You might knee-jerk to say, well, if they're not playing for money, then it's more meaningful. But we've seen different versions of that. The LIV Tour is that, because they already get paid, and then they don't play for money. They get paid to be on the tour. And that's definitely not adding to the drama that the LIV guys don't get paid to win,
right?
Because they're paid to just be there. And then the idea of, well, oh, you should make the Masters or the U.S. Open have no prize money. Really? For what? Who gets the money instead?
Right.
The course?
Right.
Who gets the money instead? I mean, these events generate an awful lot of money.
The sponsors get to keep more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't need them to not make money. I think that most of the time, the golf is just fine. The fact that you have two events where they are not paid because they are for country. You know, in the case of Scheffler, this does get to the point, though, that I was trying to make last week. I did not feel patriotism for his win. I just felt like,
yeah,
good for Scottie Scheffler. Now, sometimes that works differently for other players. Think about when Nick Taylor won the Canadian Open. That's a Canadian winning the Canadian Open. That's a big deal. That's country, mm-hmm, right? And if Tommy Fleetwood or if Rory had won it, I feel like it's different for countries that don't win as many medals.
Yeah.
The U.S., you know, on the medal count, I watched Gold Zone for a few minutes. They put the medal count up, Joe. It was 49 medals in 48 hours.
Yeah, right. Well, that was just total events, I think.
No, that was medals.
That was just for the U.S.?
It was just U.S. medals in a 48-hour stretch.
Okay.
49 of them.
I thought they were doing a thing where it was going to be 48 medals that were going to be given out in a 48-hour span. But I could be wrong on that. I could be wrong on that. The U.S. is number one in medals and by far.
The U.S. has 72 medals.
Yeah. Are they still down in golds, though, or are they up now?
They're down one.
They're down one to China?
Yes.
Okay. Got to get the golds. You got to finish first in golds.
But 72 medals. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
So maybe that's why, you know, when watching Scheffler win, I don't exactly feel country. I did feel it for Kristen Faulkner, the woman who won on the bicycle.
I did too. That race was nuts.
That's different.
Can we talk about that race for a second?
I'd love to talk about that
race. What meter cycling?
It was the women's road race. The cycling
road race.
Road race, yes.
So it was like a four-hour race.
Yes.
Which, by the way, this wasn't Faulkner, but then the three women that finished behind her all finished within like a nose of each other.
It was like the 100-meter dash.
Imagine doing a four-hour bike race and missing out on a medal by like half an inch. Like the torture that must be. But anyways, I still can't fathom. I'm watching this race. It was on Gold Zone, so it was always on in the corner when they did the six boxes, and then went to it full. And Faulkner, the American, is in what, third or fourth? Like she's jockeying third and fourth, and they're like a full what, 20 seconds back? Like they're not in the same camera picture with like maybe
the first and second place pair were a little bit ahead of the third and fourth.
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then,
well, they could see them, but they weren't right there.
But they were a little bit far ahead. And then she eventually caught them with the other girl she was with.
So then it's a pack of four with about 5 miles left.
But for like a second.
Yeah.
Because then she shot forward like a rocket. And I'm thinking, okay, well, surely she's just trying to build the biggest lead she can here, and she'll run out of gas and just hope her lead is big enough that she'll hang on. And she never stopped. Like, she was never took her foot off the gas the rest of the entire race. And she won by, didn't she win by a mile?
She won by a minute.
By a full minute. And she was like 20 seconds behind at one point. I still can't understand how she had that much energy left. And it almost looked like at one point, the three other women that were behind her in a pack looked at each other.
Definitely.
And were like, okay, so none of us are catching her, right? So now we're just fighting for second?
That's exactly how I described it when telling my wife, like, you got to see this highlight. Watch this woman she's from Homer, Alaska. My wife lived in Alaska for a couple of years and loves Homer. So, you know, immediately she's in on that. Like, watch this. Watch the other three. They're all like, all right, well, I guess she's got the gold. Let's just hang out for a few minutes.
They looked at each other and acknowledged that to each other. Like, okay, so we're all fighting for second now? Cool? Yeah? Okay, good.
It was crazy. And I watched the replay multiple times to see. Yeah, it looked like she all of a sudden put some sort of electric motor on her wheel.
Yes.
And just, whoa, you've been racing for 3 hours and 52 minutes and you just took off.
Yeah.
So good for her. And she had only, I had a thought about this too. She had only started cycling in 2017.
Yeah.
She hadn't even done it before. She was a rowing instructor.
Yep.
She was an athlete and then went.
She just started biking in Central
Park.
She
went biking and was like, I like this. And now is an Olympic gold medal champion. So.
And she was not one of the favorites. I think I saw like the betting odds on that race. She was like sixth, I think, going into that race.
Yeah.
So she was not like one of the heavy favorites at the top. And she won.
Well, it's been cool. You know, the Olympics, it's been cool. The road race feature, they rode underneath the Eiffel Tower over some, you know.
That was cool.
The scenery is beautiful for the road races. So, yeah, it's been nice. I got more into the Olympics this weekend than any other time to this point. And track,
me too.
Track will do that. track and field, the 10,000 meter men's, like just the track is something about it. It track, gymnastics, swimming. Is that the big three that really pulls you into the Olympics when those are on TV? It's like the Winter Olympics. You have figure skating for that. Bam, figure skating, downhill skiing, and what's the third big one? The third and the holy trinity.
Ski jump. No, not ski jump.
Might be.
Ski jump's cool, but no. Did you see also there was a controversy yesterday in the skeet shooting? That was on Gold Zone for a minute.
I don't think so.
Okay. And Sloan Martin was doing play-by-play. I noticed that yesterday on Peacock.
Yep, Matthew Collar's wife.
Yep. So there was a controversy.
And Sloan was on the station for a while, too,
There was a replay review controversy in skeet shooting yesterday. In that they don't have replay review. So
it's beautiful.
Do they call it the skeet? Is that what it's called? The thing that they fire in the air that you have to shoot? I don't know, whatever it's called. And the clay pigeon. It's a clay pigeon. That gets thrown in the air, and the woman from Great Britain, this is like for the gold medal, and no one's missed yet. And she has three of them. Hits the first one. Hits the second one. Third shot. The powder comes off of these clay pigeons when you hit them. And the third one, no powder, so the ref says, okay, you missed, and she immediately puts her hand up like, no, I hit that. And they go back and forth for about a minute. NBC shows the replay. It clearly hit the clay pigeon, but for whatever reason, like, so a piece of it comes off, you see it, but for whatever reason, the powder didn't go off. So the ref's looking for the powder, and there is no... There's replay review, I guess, in some other Olympic sports, but there wasn't in that skeet shooting, so she did not win the gold medal. She finished second because of that. So now, I guarantee you, skeet shooting's going to have replay review at the next Olympics.
Let's go to Gene.
Because that's how these things work.
Let's go to Gene Steratore for a look at the clay powder.
Yep.
Gene, what do you see out there?
It's like, you know, guys, it looks like a piece of the pigeon came off. Yep. That's got to be tough, though. You hit it. You went. You didn't miss, and you don't get gold because they didn't see it.
I always feel like there's something to knowing you're the best in the world versus getting the trophy. If you knew you're the best, I got the silver, but I know deep down like I was the best.
But your opponent also didn't miss one over three rounds. You didn't miss one over three rounds. Wouldn't you have wanted? Don't you feel like you don't know?
Would they have shared the gold?
Would have missed first?
Would have gone to a playoff?
No, they would have kept going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sudden death skeet.
Sudden death skeet.
From farther and farther. Do they go farther distances? How does it work?
I'm not sure. Maybe they just keep going until
aggregate
someone misses.
Scoring? Yeah.
I don't know.
803-0550. Good morning. Happy Monday. Storms are going to roll in. We got some weather coming up today. Possibly like intense thunderstorms, not just today, but also tomorrow. So yesterday was beautiful. At some point today, maybe some thunderstorms and showers later. Bill's back at practice. They'll be back to work. We have a Keon Coleman highlight catch on a vintage Josh Allen roll to the right and throw it back left. And that is like the Josh Allen throw. If you haven't seen that highlight, we'll break it down for you, tell you what you missed. Get you the update from training camp. Sal joins us at 7:30. Brian Koziel, TD Green. We'll talk a little bit more about Scheffler's win and what happens in the rest of the golf season now that the majors and the Olympics are over, the chase for the FedEx Cup, all that stuff. Brian Koziel coming up at 7 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, we'll check in with a Bears guest as the Bills play the Bears on Saturday, likely the first we see of Caleb Williams. We are starting to get information on which players will and won't play in the preseason for their respective teams. So we'll get you all that and plenty more coming up. Keep you updated on the Olympics as well. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.